Blog Talk Radio.
Nation and race fans, welcome to a special edition of the Fastlane Sports Show presented by Ultralight Railway Brake Sticks. Don't forget to look up Ultralight Railway Brake Sticks online. If you work at a board, you want to keep your conductors and engineers safe, be sure to look them up and get yourself some Ultralight Railway Brake Sticks today. We are coming to you live from Wayne County Speedway, the first race of the year here at the historic Oval in Orrville. And it is going to be, it is a great day for racing out here in Ohio, Northeast Ohio. I'm excited to be here. I can't wait to bring some live racing action to you. We've got Christina with us again today for the second time. I'm paying her overtime to be here again. We're going to break down some other stuff that's going on in the world of dirt racing for tonight as well around the country. So keep it tuned right here on the Splits and Sticks Radio Network. Let's go!
Woodworks Studios in Starr County on the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tonich.
This is your host, Pete. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Ultralight Railway Brake Sticks. I'm joined now by my awesome co-host, Christina. Good afternoon, Christina.
Good afternoon. How's the weather there?
It is warm and sunny, and it's a beautiful day for racing.
That's all you can ever hope for, especially during race season.
Yes. With all the rain that we've had over the last 3 years, we've got a great day for racing today. It seems like it's been raining forever, but today it's beautiful. The sun is shining. There's a few clouds in the sky, but it's going to be a great night for racing. It's not too hot out. It's about 70s out right now. So you don't need a hoodie yet, but depending on how long we go tonight here at Wayne County, you might need a hoodie once the sun goes down, but it's a great day for racing. How about the weather down there? How are you guys looking?
Warm, very humid, about 93, I think. The sun's still out, no real clouds. So they are going to be racing all across Florida this afternoon and this evening. So it should be a good weekend for racing down here just as well. So, I mean, I feel like we're racing everywhere. I know Steel and Stroke's getting full. I saw lots of cars at Steel's Grove in the pits. There's lots of cars at Lincoln in the pits as well in Pennsylvania. So It's good to see. All across the country, we're seeing those race cars back in action.
We've got tonight now, we don't have all divisions racing tonight here at Wayne County, but we will have the mini stocks and the super stocks running. And we got here today about 3:30, and they had some, they were doing open practice here from noon to 4. And so we got to see quite a few cars out on the racetrack already that were just making some practice runs, getting the track worked in. And we saw a truck. We saw a dirt truck here. He made some laps. We saw a sprint car making some laps. But, of course, those guys won't be racing. They just came out to get their cars tuned in. But, yeah, it's going to be a great night. We got the World of Outlaw Sprints in Missouri. We got the World of Outlaw Late Models in Iowa. We got the All-Stars racing in South Dakota. Like you said, some local tracks across PA. And then, of course, tonight here at Wayne County.
I know. There's racing everywhere. So if you don't have something to do, hit up a track if you can go. If not, order one of the pay-per-views because we got the racing on pay-per-view now, too.
Yeah, and I just saw Atomic Speedway stuff with Dirt Vision, I believe, that they're going to be showing some sprint races in August. So that's going to be pretty cool to keep an eye out for, too.
Yeah, it's the Cushion has Selins Grove tonight, so if you can't get to Selins Grove and you want to see late models, the Cushion, or you can tune in to the World of Outlaw late models as well for late model racing, but the sprints obviously are going to be on Dirt Vision and everything else as well. So, but what's the track look like? Wayne County, as you said, this is the first race back for the season. How's the track look for racing tonight?
It looks amazing, actually. When I got here, they hadn't done anything to it yet. They just were letting the cars run and work the track in. It was they were kicking up some dust and dirt early this afternoon, but they stopped practice at 4, and they just got some of the super stocks out on the track now making some heat runs. But they were out, they had the machines and equipment out on the track working it in. They got it all rutted up, and they got it watered down now. So it looks like a muddy mess from a spectator's point of view, but I'm sure the drivers are loving the way it feels right now, but it looks great.
Yes. I remember when we were there, they left it intentionally dry. For the sprints and stuff. So now it's good to hear that the set of cars are there. They got some practice in for some of the other guys early today. So I'm sure Ryan and the rest of the Wayne County crew are excited to get tonight's, ball finally rolling.
Yeah, it's been a crazy time for a lot of tracks around the country with the pandemic and everything. And, of course, health officials not wanting people to be around each other. So it kind of put a halt to a lot of the racing. The OVACs were going to try and be here the first week. I think it was Easter weekend they were supposed to be here at Wayne County, but obviously all of that was put on hold. So here we are tonight now with, like I said, just two divisions that they're going to try and get some points racing in tonight. No sprints and no fans. So if you were looking to come to Wayne County, you'd have to buy a pit pass. You can only be in the pits, which I imagine that kept quite a few of the fans away, but this is a lot better than nothing. And at least Wayne County is trying to get some racing in, even for, some of the quote unquote lower divisions. Cause when a lot of people, Christina, let's be honest, when a lot of people think dirt racing, they think sprint cars first, the big late models second, because those are two of the top national touring divisions. But these guys, they work hard and bust their ass to bring a car out every weekend too.
Yeah, they do. And I mean, I love every division. I know we usually don't, we don't usually talk about the other divisions as much, which is, that's our fault for not doing that. But All these guys and girls work extremely hard on these cars, you know, to get them prepared just to turn a few laps, you know, and some is just for practice for here and there. But it's great to see any kind of season getting kicked off. And, I mean, this highlights these guys for sure, being the first race back for Wayne County. And, you know, having a live show from there, too, it'll help these lower divisions as well.
Right. I mean, you know, we talk about mostly sprints and late models on the show because they are nationally touring. So we can talk about a lot of the big name guys, you know, like Brad Sweet, Logan Shewhart, Brandon Shepard, those guys, you know, these lower division guys that run the mini stocks and the super stocks, you know, they're not national touring. So a lot of the guys, I mean, if you're not familiar with that hometown racetrack, a lot of these guys just aren't national guys to be able to talk about them by name. But like you said, they deserve just as much talk because, you know, they've got Monday through Friday jobs and then they work on their cars all weekend to show up on Saturday night. So it's awesome to see them. They're making some laps now and it's awesome to see the cars out on the track.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one series, like, back in the day growing up, I always was like, everyone's like, oh, you could do this series. No, I couldn't. No. Having me in a race car, any kind of race car would be a bad idea. But, I mean, I love seeing the action. Them in the pits is awesome, too, when you get to see them in the pits and in the work they put into it, too. And sometimes, you know, these cars are just as, you know, money invested as a sprint car can be, too. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these guys, you look at some of these cars and, you know, when you think of the mini stocks or even some of these super stocks, you know, they're the old 80s and 90s body style on some of these super stocks. You know, you see some Monte Carlos driving around or in the mini stocks, you know, it's a lot of Cavaliers running around just with those four-cylinder engines. But, yeah, I mean, they've got money wrapped up in roll cages and all the security devices and everything they need too. So, yeah, it's definitely not as big money as the sprint car guys or the sprint car guys, but they've definitely got some money wrapped up too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how many cars you got in each series running tonight? Did you get a count of everybody yet?
I have not gotten a count yet. They were still trying to get everybody in. They just had a driver's meeting about 15 minutes ago. They had all the guys come in the grandstands by the flag stand and, you know, was talking to the guys and had a little driver's meeting there. I wanted to go out and listen and get some pictures, but I was trying to get the show set up. I was having some technical difficulties. It's our first live show too, so we're trying to get all the bugs worked out here at the track as well. From what I can see, we've had about three heats run now with about, I want to say, five or six cars per so far. So I say at least 20, 25 guys showed up today to run.
That's great. That's what we need. The more people that show up, the better it is. So it's pretty cool to see. So good to hear. I mean, I can't see it. I'm not there physically, but I can hear it a little bit, not too much in the background, but I always like hearing the racing. So better to hear the engines roar than anything else going on in the world.
Yeah, definitely. When we got here, I talked to Jason, and he agreed to let me use one of the loges that Wayne County built last year. They did it the preseason of 19, so it's been the spring of 2019. They built three loges up here at the top of the grandstands, and I asked Jason, I said, hey, you mind if I set up in one of them with all my stuff? And he said, yeah, these are beautiful loges. They've got solid windows. The windows in the front don't open, so I can't get you all the sounds. But they got power in them. They got seats. They're big and spacious, and definitely worth if you ever want to come to Wayne County Speedway, maybe for an all-star show or something, and you don't want to get all dirty and dusty. I don't know why you wouldn't. But you could rent one of the loges. They seat probably 10 people comfortably. So these are pretty cool.
I mean, I've never been in that kind of. I've never done that. I've always just been out there. So no, it's cool to. you know, thank you to Wayne County for letting you set up for sure, because it's cool to do a show live at the track. I know we've done tidbits here and there from tracks too, so it's nice to, you know, be able to finally do live action as well again.
Yeah, maybe one day when we get a much bigger sponsor, we can get a mobile pit command studio, kind of like Fox. And then we can be right down in the pits, maybe. But for now, it's just a laptop in the loge. But we've got live racing going on. This is great.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely going to have a whole lot more sponsorships come aboard for a mobile pit command, especially with you're already in Ohio. I'm in Florida, and we've got Matt and John in PA, so I mean, it's a lot of action that could be covered if we had that. But
yeah. You
know, did Katie get to come with you, or
no.
did she decide to stay home?
No, not today. Just because there was no spectators and limited
mm-hmm.
action tonight. It was just me to get in for tonight. But now Katie's at home holding the house down. And, you know, doing stuff at home. But, you know, maybe one day, Christina, our retirement will be us traveling with the World of Outlaws or the All-Stars and going around to all the racetracks and doing live stuff from the racetracks with those people. For maybe that'll be our retirement package.
We're halfway already there to retirement, so we better hurry up and figure this out quickly at our age. You know,
yeah.
For those who don't know, John and Matt like to make fun of us. We're the old people in the group. But it's great to see. At least you're there at the track. I know Katie was there when we all were together at the track. And, I mean, I think she liked it. You know, she seemed to be interested, so that's a positive thing.
Yeah.
I like having other, you know, girls at the racetrack to hang out with too.
yeah, she likes going to races. Definitely when we go to the NASCAR races, she likes that and the asphalt. But I don't think she was very big on the dirt racing. But it'll take getting her here a few more times, I think, and then she'll really like it. But yeah, it's great to be here. Christina, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll update everybody on where the World of Outlaws are, where the All-Stars are, and maybe talk a little bit more about what's going on here at Wayne County. So everybody stick around. Keep it tuned right here to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
.357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at .357 Woodworks. .357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at .357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at .357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847.
All right, welcome back. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Ultralight Railway Brake Sticks. From Wayne County Speedway via the mobile 357 Woodworks Studios here in the beautiful loges at Wayne County Speedway. And just so everybody knows that the Barbasol Shea phone lines are open, 657-383-1903 is the number to call. Christina, we've got the mini stocks out making their heat runs now, and it looks like there's about, I'm going to say there's probably 10 or 12 of those cars. So I guess the car counts are, I'm going to say, about 20 super stocks and maybe 10 or a dozen so of the mini stocks. So we've got probably 30, 40 cars here, to be honest with you, tonight for just only having two divisions running at Wayne County tonight. So this is pretty great to see these car counts like this.
But it's great. It's good news. That's all you can hope for is big car counts, whether it's one division, two divisions, or seven. You know, so that's great news. And, I mean, hopefully you get some pictures throughout the night, too, so to post up and everything else for people.
Yeah, I'm going to, as soon as we're done on air here, I'm going to try and get some, because actually right now I'm my laptop is connected to my phone for internet, because we don't have Wi-Fi here. Spot on my phone, so I'm limited on what I can use my phone for at the moment, and I don't want to kick us off the air. So I'll definitely be getting some live some pictures of the cars and doing some Twitter and Facebook lives down by the track here in a little bit. But Christina, on Talking Dirty, and we've got the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars. They're racing again tonight. This is the second night. It'll be the last night that they're at Lake Ozark Speedway there in Eldon, Missouri. And we saw Logan Schuhart win last night in that. Do you think he is the front runner again for tonight? Or are you looking at maybe Brad Sweet or one of them other guys stealing it from Logan tonight?
I think Logan's going to, you know, keep putting that pressure on, and he's going to be good tonight as well. I think we're also going to see Brad Sweet look to recover from that big tumble he took last night as well. So I look for those two to really put on a show. I'm intrigued to see if Casey Kane is going to race as well again tonight, as how good he can do. But I still look for Shark Racing to prevail. You know, what happened, Logan winning was great, and then, you know, seeing his teammate and relative also get caught up in an accident, but Jacob Allen was doing very well as well recently, so it'd be cool to see Jacob Allen finally get that win and break through. So it's anybody's game, but hopefully we I look for the Shark Racing to actually continue doing well and breaking that dominance.
Well, Logan Schuhart is the current World of Outlaws Sprint Car points leader. Him and Brad Sweet both have two points wins on the year for the World of Outlaws. So those two are definitely dominating cars so far, but we'll keep an eye on that and see how they do tonight. Of course, they'll be running here in just a little bit. You can follow along. If you go to the World of Outlaws website, you can actually follow along with live scoring on their website, too, if you can't watch it or be there, which is usually a pretty neat feature. I follow them on that every now and then, keep tabs on what the drivers are doing. So that's an option for fans as well. Christina, the World of Outlaw models are also running tonight. They're in Iowa. They are at Davenport Speedway there in Davenport, Iowa, for their second night of racing. And we saw Brandon Shepard win last night. Of course, he is the defending World of Outlaw Late Model Points champion. So we'll see if he can keep his momentum going and get another win tonight as well.
Yeah, I mean, and he won in very small margins last night with that victory, with it being one of the, you know, closest finishes in World of Outlaw late model history. So we'll see if Thornton can get back in it tonight and really challenge him again. Or maybe we'll see somebody like Ricky Weiss decide, you know, really want to putting a push into that championship. He's only 58 points behind Brandon Shepard. So hopefully Ricky Weiss can pull out So all the stops again tonight in Davenport and see how he can do. I look for all three of those guys to be one of the top front runners here in this weekend and closing out their weekend here in Iowa. So hopefully we'll see another close finish.
Yeah, we'll be looking at that. And, of course, next Saturday morning on Talking Dirty, we'll have all the updates from tonight's racing next Saturday. Also, racing tonight, the All-Star Circuit of Champions Sprints. The 410s will be running their last night of a two-night show at Park Jefferson International Speedway, where we saw Aaron Russell, the defending champion, win that race last night. And we'll see if he can defend his. Make a sweep there at Park Jefferson. He finished ahead of Corey Eliason, another full-timer in that series as well. So we'll see if Aaron can defend his title and maybe see if he can sweep the weekend.
I look to see him do well again tonight, but I also want to check, keep an eye out for the guy that finished fourth last night, which is Brock Zierfoss in the 3Z. I really look for Brock to kind of put more of a push going into tonight just to, keep that momentum going that he's had so far in the start of the season as well. And I know Justin Henderson is not going to lay down either. So, those guys are going to really bring it. And we'll see if Danny Dietrich, who made the jump to the world of the All-Star Circuit of Champions, as we mentioned this morning on the show, we talked about that. But I look for him to try and rebound as well. He didn't have the best finish last night, but it's a learning curve for him. So hopefully we'll see what all those guys can bring to the table tonight.
Yeah, for sure. We'll be keeping an eye on that. I'm sure you'll be keeping more of an eye on that as I'm here at the track. And I'm going to, as soon as we get off the air here, I'm going to go down and they're getting the flag ready there on the infield flagpole to raise that. I think we're going to have opening ceremonies here soon. Some of the mini stocks are still making some of their heat run, so we'll be keeping an eye on that. And we'll be bringing you some live action here soon from, we'll be on Twitter and Facebook. Be coming to you live on those two social media accounts, so keep an eye on those. And then maybe we will come back to the airwaves here in just a little bit to give an update on what's going on, and then maybe to do a wrap-up show as well with some of the winners from tonight and talk about how the racing was. So, Christina, thank you for hopping on real quick with me. I hope everybody stays tuned to us. Obviously, our social media accounts, Christina will be tweeting tonight, and I'll be tweeting as well live from Wayne County. And thank everybody for tuning in. And, Christina, thanks for hopping on with me.
It's not a problem. Enjoy the racing. Get some good pictures. I'll follow along on Twitter. And, folks, you can tweet me if you want to know. Maybe I know what's going on at one of the other tracks. And we'll try to keep everybody updated. And enjoy the racing tonight, Pete.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you a little bit, Christina. I'll text you when we're going back live tonight to do a wrap-up show. And maybe if you're available, you can hop on with me and we'll talk about how the racing was.
Yeah, definitely shoot me a message. Let me know. And, I'll keep an eye out. And maybe I can give you some updates on what's going on, too, at the end of the night as well. But enjoy. Go get that, that fresh air and fresh dirt and, motor smell, because that's the best kind of smell there is in the world. So enjoy. I'll talk to everybody later.
All right. Thank you. All right, everybody. That was Christina, my co-host, usually on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. for Talking Dirty, but we're coming to you specially tonight live. And we're going to head down to the track. We've got opening ceremonies coming to you very soon, and we're going to try and get some pictures, do some lives on Twitter and Facebook, so pay attention to our social media accounts, and then watch for a new link later for the show here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network, as we'll be back to give an update and a wrap-up from live from Wayne County Speedway. So I hope to talk to all of you soon. Tweet us, text us, or follow along on Facebook, and let us know if you're at a local short track of your own hometown. Let us know how the racing is there, and send us some pictures and watch for all of our pictures as well. So we'll be right back on Twitter and Facebook Live. So watch for that, and then we'll be back later with a wrap-up show. So we'll talk to everybody later. Thanks for tuning in. For Christina, of course, I'm your host, Pete. See ya!